The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, as Bernie mentioned there in the headlines, the investigation into the death of Aoife Johnston in University Hospital Limerick in 2022 has revealed that the death of that 16-year-old could have been avoided. Shauna Bowers is a health correspondent for the Irish Times and she's with me now. Shauna, you're welcome to the show. What can you tell us about the findings of this investigation?
Yeah, so it was quite a long report and it was one of two published today. So the one into Aoife Johnston's death was conducted by former Chief Justice Frank Clark. And it was quite damning in what it found. You know, it spoke a lot about delays. So Aoife Johnston, she was 16 at the time and she was waiting more than 13 and a half hours between presenting to the hospital and receiving treatment for what was suspected sepsis. And there were issues around communication. A lot of doctors and nurses within the emergency department actually seemed unaware that she had been flagged as being at risk for sepsis. And the reason for that is instead of being brought into what's known as the resus area, she was brought into a section of the emergency department due to the overcrowding in the hospital at the time. But the sepsis forms, which are typically filled out for people who are deemed to be at risk of sepsis, were in the resus area. And because she wasn't brought there, the doctors and nurses in the emergency department didn't know that she was deemed as being at risk for sepsis. So that was kind of part of the reason why it took so long for her to get a diagnosis. But then, adding to those delays, when she was eventually prescribed antibiotics for sepsis, it took over an hour for those to be administered for her to her. So just further exacerbating the delay. Former Justice Frank Clark, he spoke a lot about kind of the issues that led to that. And one of the other things was significant understaffing, which we hear time and time again in the health service. There are five fewer nurses than should have been. There's one fewer doctor. So as a result, obviously, people are working under really high stress conditions. They're under-resourced. And the system then to escalate concerns about patients if their conditions are deteriorating. He described that as being an ad hoc system. He actually uses the words ad hoc 16 times throughout the whole report, which in terms of a functioning hospital isn't a great adjective to be used in terms of the systems and protocols in place. So it was quite damning indeed.
Yeah, so because, I mean, overcrowding at University Hospital Limerick has almost become normalised at this point. And the way you describe it, it sounds like they haven't come up with, according to Frank Clark, certainly in this investigation, they haven't come up with a system to better manage the consequence of that overcrowding, if he's using the word ad hoc 16 times.
Yeah, like patient flow is a serious issue. And that's actually flagged in the other report that was published today, which was a support team led by Grace Rothwell. They were tasked with looking at UHL over a 4-week period in May. And they actually described overcrowding in UHL as like an intractable problem and that there's a level of acceptance among those in the hospital that it's just always going to be there. But the Clark report makes a really interesting point, which is made quite frequently. But basically, in 2009, the emergency departments in the Midwest outside of UHL were closed. And then emergency patients were due to be directed to UHL. But there was no increase in capacity in UHL at that time. So you had far more patients going there, no more beds. And then, of course, we've demographic challenges now. We've an increasing population. We've an aging population, both of which lead to increased emergency department attendances. So it's kind of no surprise that overcrowding is such a big issue. Now, the Health Information and Quality Authority, or what we refer to quite commonly as HICWA, they have been tasked with kind of looking at the Midwest health service provision to see if a second ED is required to kind of cope with the demand.
Shauna Bowers, health correspondent for the Irish Times. Shauna, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.